Freedom in Christ. We've been talking about it for several weeks. You remember what the first scripture was? Therefore, there is no what? Condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Talking about our freedom from sin. Then we talked about freedom from the what? Past. Whatever was in the past, that we were free from that. The blood of Christ covers us. When the devil brings up the past and the things that we have trouble forgetting, that we can know through Christ that we have freedom from the past, forgiven, if we've asked for that forgiveness of sin. And today we'll talk about the present, and what's going on in life today. So, you've heard the statement before, you can't see the forest for all the trees. And that's meaning what? We can't see the big picture because we're so focused on this little tree right here in front of us that we can't see the forest. And sometimes we get like that in life because we live in a fallen world. It's just that simple. You don't have to go far. You don't have to turn on the TV very long. You know we live in a fallen world. We know the story of Adam and Eve and the sin and that kind of thing. It's very true and real. So sometimes we get so focused on what is right here before us today. What is the opportunities or the problems or the mountaintop experiences or the in the valley experiences or whatever that we're so focused on that we forget what God has in store for us, for His people, for the redeemed people of God. So I say to you that what's happening today is not permanent. If it's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, tomorrow it can change. If you're in the valley, tomorrow you can be up on the mountain. Things change, life changes, but this is for sure. Christ is the same, and He always will be. So if circumstances are great or if they're not so great, things change, but God is always the same. And we need to look at the scripture. It says it so well, Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I consider that our present suffering, whatever that means for you. You say, well, I'm not suffering today. I'm doing good. Praise the Lord for it. Tomorrow you may. But whatever, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The glory that we will have in heaven. You say, well, I want to go to heaven. I'm ready to go to heaven. And the only way you're ready to go to heaven is accepting Jesus as your Savior and Lord, asking Him to forgive you of your sins, and through the blood covering you. That's the only way you're ready to go to heaven, because of what you have accepted, what Jesus has done for your salvation. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. So we're not a prisoner of the moment. Just today, things will change, and we know they'll change. The early Christians, think about them and the things they went through, the persecutions, and yes, people around the world are still being persecuted today. When we read about it, we hear about it, but, you know, I'm not being persecuted. Oh, there's some folks don't like me, and I find that hard to believe. I just don't see how that's possible. There's some folks that get sideways with us or whatever, but true persecution, I'm not in that boat today. But the early church was. And it was difficult for them to face a lot of things. Life wasn't easy for them. Sometimes life's not easy for us. But Paul's life was made very difficult. Why? Because he was a Christian. Because he professed Christianity. Life was harder for Paul. So whatever the problem is, listen, God has something in store. I consider that our present sufferings, well, what's sufferings? It takes on a big definition. Our present sufferings the present evil in the world, the present afflictions in the world, misfortunes, persecutions, sickness. It covers a multitude of things, suffering. So whatever they may be, they're temporary. And they're not even worthy comparing to the glory that we'll see later on. And Paul wants us to understand that. Not worthy of what we're going to see in heaven on the other side. Not even a comparison. So this suffering thing, been going on since when? Since Adam and Eve, fall of man, sin entered the world. It's been going on ever since then. Because of that, Adam's sin has caused us much problem. Some things are caused by our own sin. Some things are caused by the sins of other people. But anyway, the fall, sin itself, that's why sufferings come. Other people do things to people, and because of their sin, then sometimes other people suffer. But it's not compared even with the glory that we will have. I hope we can understand that. I hope we can get a nugget of truth in our brain and our heart today that no matter what may be happening in life today, it's not even worthy to be compared to what will be happening when we get to heaven. Do we understand that at all? Yes or no? Amen, oh me, do something. Wave at me. Shout, yes, something. That we got to get that in our mind and our heart. No matter what it is, it won't compare with the good things God has for us. And some suffering will happen just because you're a Christian. God said that. He said you can expect that. I just thank God for His grace in my life, and I know you do too. Romans 8, 19 through 21. The creation awaits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Freedom from the past, freedom now. All because of this future glory that God's going to bring to us. Adam and Eve sinned, and then even creation was cursed. The creation itself is groaning to be out of this curse. Look with me at Genesis 3, 17 and 18. To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because you, through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. Because of that fall, because of that sin of Adam and Eve, all of nature is looking for deliverance. Not just me and you, but even the whole creation is looking for this return of the Lord. And I hope we are. I hope we're praying for it, that God would come, the Lord would come again. He's going to, and make all things well and new. God created everything. We can read back in Genesis. When He got through with that creation, He said, it is what? Good. He said, this is good, what He had created. And it was good. And nature was to serve mankind. And He made it that way for us, but since sin, it's all fallen short. And we know the results of all the disease, the sickness, the things we say, you know, why is this happening to me and why is all this? You can trace it back to Adam's sin. You can trace it back to the fall of mankind. And then we come on up to the year we call 2017, and here we are. So we know what causes some of this stuff. But He's saying, listen, don't just get focused on the here and now. Don't just get focused on this little tree right in front of your eyes that you can't see the forest. Don't get focused on just the thing, the problem, the struggle that you may have today and miss what God's got in store for you in the future, because it's not, you can't even compare it. You can't compare it, no matter how bad the suffering may be, to what the glorious heaven that we're going to will be over here. You can't even compare it, he says. Verses 22 and 23 on the screen, we know that the whole creation's been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. So here again, he's saying the whole creation is waiting for this deliverance. The whole creation is looking for this new time. It's not perfect right now. Natural disasters come. And all these things, they might not be a result of our own sin or sin, but it'll fall back to creation. When God created everything, he said it's good. And then Adam and Eve, the sin, the fall of man, then it's went downhill ever since. We know that story. So creation was perfect. God created everything. He said it's good. The word cancer, never heard of. Heart disease, never heard of. All these diseases and things that we hear of today, they were unheard of when God created thing and the world in perfection. He says, this is good. But then sin came, and things went downhill from then. So the Bible says even creation is longing for this perfection. Even the creation is longing to be restored. So we know it's going to happen someday. I don't know when, but it's going to when Jesus returns. He says you're adopted into the family of God. If you're a child of God, if you're saved, listen here. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Just keep doing what you know is right. Keep living for the Lord and witnessing for the Lord, because no matter what you go through in any kind of suffering, whatever it may be, it's not even going to be compared to what you've got in the future through Jesus Christ and through heaven. Revelation 21:4 on the screen says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will be passed away. You hear that at funerals a lot of time. This is not a funeral today. But it's true. It's going to happen. Wipe away every tear. No more death. No more mourning or crying or pain. This old order of things will be passed away. It won't be that way anymore. So just think about the future. Think about the eternal glory that is awaiting you. And on the other hand now, if you're not saved by the blood of Christ, if you're not living for him, what awaits you on the other side is not glorious. You ought to be scared to death if you're here and you're not a Christian today. You ought to be in fear of the Lord and damnation in a place called hell. But if you're saved, you've got much to look forward to. Romans 8:24 and 25, for in this hope we were saved. But hope that's seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. So we're waiting and we're hoping and we're believing by faith that we're going to enjoy this present life here, yes, but we're going to be free from it even. We're going to be free in the Lord and the promises that he gives us. In hope we were saved. We asked the Lord to forgive us of sin. We were hoping for that, longing for that. And we're hoping for his return. And he's coming again. When? I'm not sure, but he's coming. So face whatever. Know that you got to keep going. You can't stop in the middle of the game. You've got to keep going. You've got to hang on. You've got to hang on there and count on the promises of God, because they're true. And so the present, it may be very good. You may be saying, hey, today everything's great. right here in this present time, you can thank the Lord for it. And if you say, well, things are not so good, listen, in time, it's going to be great. You say, well, do I have to die for it to be great? Well, to get to heaven, we do, or Jesus comes and splits the eastern sky. We won't go by death, but he's going to deliver even the creation that is eagerly waiting to be delivered. So no matter how bad it seems now or how good it seems now, it will not compare to the glory you'll see in heaven. You want to go to heaven? How many of you? You want to go to heaven? What about that? Anybody not want to go to heaven? We need to talk if you raise your hand on that one. How are you going to get to heaven? Through Jesus Christ the Lord. Through accepting him and his death and resurrection. Believing in him and asking him to forgive you of sin. So you can't see the forest for the tree. The saying is, sometimes you can't see heaven for all the present problems. Sometimes we focus on just this problem right here today. And I'm not making light of problems because life's full of them. But we can't just get focused on this little problem here or a major problem we may have in this earth or in this life. You say, this is not a little problem, preacher. This is major. Well, there is major things. But in comparison to what we will see in heaven and what we will be, listen, he says it's not even worthy. The scripture one more time, Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. It don't even compare. So I don't know where you're at today. You might be saying, hey, it's summertime. I'm having the time of my life. Everything's going great. Hey, I rejoice with you. In the depths of your heart, you might be sitting there and have a big smile on your face. And just in the bottom of your heart, everything is just, you're in a turmoil. I don't know that either. But I know this. I know God loves you. I know that Adam sinned just like you do by reading the Word. And I know the fall of man came. And I know things have not been perfect since then. I know there's sin in this world. I know life's full of problems. And I know that is part of life, the suffering of different kinds. But I also know, for the redeemed people of God, it is no comparison to what we will see in heaven and even on this earth when we have Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. He helps us through it. So, you know, that's it in a nutshell. It's not worth comparing. So not making light of problems, not making light of the things we go through and the suffering, but guess what? Things get better. Things get better. God will give us help here on this earth, and one day he'll take us to heaven, and all we'll see and all we'll be will not compare to the problems of this earth. So the main thing is, are we ready to go? Are we saved by the blood of Christ? Are we truly living for him that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt when we leave here, we'll go to heaven, and the glory of heaven will not even compare to the greatest suffering down here. It'll be a much better place. So, where are you at today? A churchgoer? A Jesus follower? A Christian? Or I'm Christian by name? I truly have an intimate relationship with Jesus. I know he's my Savior and my Lord. Or where is it? There are a handful of us here this morning. But the word is good, and I pray whatever you're going through, you'll give it to the Lord today. And to make sure you're right with the Lord, would you stand with me? Father, there's no doubt in my mind that you have appointed this day, this time, to come and worship you. That the people gathered here today, you know exactly who would be here. You knew exactly how many would be here. You knew exactly what the Word would say today, and here we are. Father, we're very thankful, Lord, that You are with us on this side of heaven. We're thankful that this is the place to be prepared to get to heaven through Jesus Christ. And we love You, Lord Jesus. We thank You because it is You that makes our salvation possible. It is You, Jesus, that we need to love. It is You that we need to adore. It is You, Jesus, we need to live for because You've given us so much. So God, here we are in the middle of summer. A few folks are gathered in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray this day that all of us would take our relationship with You serious. That all of us, Lord, whether we're on top of the mountain and things are going well, we'll realize it's the blessing of Almighty God. Whether we're down in the valley and we sit here with a smile on our face, but in the bottom of our heart, we know, hey, this is a struggle right here. This is some suffering I'm going through, that we'll realize that God will help us. And that one day we'll step right into heaven, all because of what You've done. So Lord, would You meet needs today? Whether it's around the altar or whether it's in the pew, would You speak to all of us today? Would You give us the encouragement if we need it, or the conviction if we need it? God, You know what we all need, and I pray You'll deliver it in Jesus' name. Amen.